Yes, hello everybody, and welcome back to Mick and MG in the morning. Hello everybody on the team.
Good morning.
Great to see you all. Wish it was better circumstances.
Yes.
Normally we say it's great to be back and we catch up and we talk about all the stupid stories we missed while we're away, but there'll be none of that today.
No.
Obviously, in light of the events over the weekend, which are truly horrifying and tragic, Natasha Belling, we'll be hearing a lot from you today about all this. Before we do unpack it and get into it, just a quick hello to you all. Did you manage to get a good break in, MG? How did you go, mate?
Yeah, I went good, Mickey. I spent a lot of time at home. I didn't do much other than, you know, stay up late and watch some Netflix movies and...
What was your favourite movie? What was the best thing you saw?
I like the movie called The Gentleman with Hugh Grant is in it. It's a really, really good movie. I watched
Guy Ritchie film,
Guy
right?
Guy Ritchie, yes. I thought that was the spotlight. That was the highlight of my couple of weeks off.
Okay, Kat, what about you?
I had a bit of a staycation with the family. My dad turned 80 last week. We went to Manly for a couple of days. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, not that crappy boat shed where they turned pink away.
We actually did go there. We went to the Skiff Way. Had a lovely time.
It's a great place, isn't
it? Everyone brought their ID and the family.
How old are you, sir? 80. All right.
Okay, here you go.
And Tash, what about you?
Yeah, I had a great time off. I watched lots of Netflix like you. And I've watched the documentary on Steve Martin about, you know, one of the greatest comedians in history. And it was a great doco. It was excellent. So watch
that. There you go. All right. Well, look, we as we said, there's not much point in us doing our usual hoo-ha on the show this morning because some days you just can't maintain... the status quo. This is terrible what's going on. When we come back, Tash, you can bring us up to speed and let us know where we are involving the Bondi Junction Westfield stabbings, the tragic events over the weekend, and we'll get to that.
Sydney has suffered a horrifying and violent attack.
Rampage at Sydney's Bondi Junction Westfield shopping centre. Six innocent people are dead, with other shoppers rushed to hospital.
40-year-old man from Queensland, Joel Couchy, has been identified as the offender in this matter. Very clearly to us at this stage, it would appear that this is related to the mental health of the individual.
The first thoughts of all Australians are with the victims of these terrible acts and their loved ones. Our nation offers our deepest condolences and sympathies.
And Natasha Belling's with us. Tash, walk us through everything we need to know. Where are we at right now?
I think it's a general consensus right now. Sydney, the whole city, is still in shock and incredibly sad about these events that unfolded on Saturday afternoon. Everyone knows somebody that knows somebody who was there. Westfield Bondi Junction is a very well-known shopping centre. It was packed first day of school holidays on Saturday afternoon. I'll unpack the events. Basically, this 40-year-old offender walked in with a knife and randomly started stabbing people. They estimate he was targeting allegedly women. He stabbed up to 18 people. We know now that at least six people were stabbed to death, and a number of others are now recovering in hospital. One of the stories that shocked everyone, that no one could believe, was the mother, Ash Good. She was there. She's 38. She was shopping with her little daughter in a pram.
Wow.
And this guy went and stabbed this 9-month-old baby. Now, at that stage, Ash, who is well known to a lot of people throughout Sydney, her and her partner, she did what any mother would do at that moment, and she handed her severely injured baby to two incredible bystanders who did everything they could to try and stop the baby bleeding. As we know, Ash passed away later in hospital, but this is one of the eyewitnesses that reported what they saw unfold as this terror was happening over the weekend.
This mother starts screaming really, really frantically, running back and forth, like she doesn't know what to do. Then she runs back to the pram, picks up her baby, and then all I see is blood.
Just holding the baby and trying to compress the baby, and same with the mother, trying to compress the blood from stopping and calling ambulance.
Holy moly.
Now, from the depths of this horror, there have been some extraordinary heroes that have emerged. We'll get to the police officer a little bit later, but there were lots of bystanders. Nobody knew what was unfolding when it was happening, that all these people were being randomly stabbed. One of the people there actually shopping for a bed was a very well-known Bondi lifeguard, Reedy, who we know. And this is what he told the media over the weekend about what was unfolding right before his eyes in the shopping centre.
I was just in Maya buying a bed. A guy came up and said, we need to evacuate. There's someone outside stabbing people. And so we went to go and evacuate. The shutters had come down on Maya. We were looking out and then I heard the two gunshots go off. And then as I looked down towards level four, I could see a lady just bleeding really badly. And, you know, I needed to go and help. So I actually went down the escalators in Maya and went to go out. And a guy tried to stop me. And I said, mate, you need to lift it up. I need to go and help. And he's like, are you sure? And I'm like, mate, 100%. I slid under and went around. And what I saw begs belief. I looked up and just looking down through Westfield, there was just multiple victims sort of spread out like 30, 50 metres apart. Then the place was just flooded with police and ambulance. And look, we just did the best we could. And the police and ambulance just did an incredible job.
Now, one of the heroes is the police officer. We know it's now a female police officer, Amy Scott, who was apparently attending another situation when she was called to Westfield Bondi Junction. She was led to this 40-year-old offender by some bystanders that knew where he was. And then this is what unfolded. This is one of the witnesses telling Channel 7. They were with the police officer when she then was able to find the offender.
She just said, she said, drop it. And she hadn't even had a gun drawn at that time. It was still in a holster and she asked him to drop it. And he still didn't. He paused and he had the knife like this. And then he went to just charge at us. And as he's charged at us, she drew the gun and just blew him away. Three shots, bang straight in his chest.
And yeah. Giorgio, what did you think of her? I mean, she's been called the hero cop. Do you think she was pretty brave the way she bolted in there and how she kept her cool?
Absolutely amazing. Honestly, to do that. And then I was part of the standoff when he turned around and looked at us all and looked at her and he sort of gauged his options and then just ran at her. And for her to act that quickly was amazing.
Wow.
There you go.
So that is the police officer. We know Amy Scott is actually, she hasn't publicly spoken a lot, but she did put out a statement saying it wasn't her actions alone, that she had many people within the shopping centre that helped. And there was also some guys that we know over the weekend with the coverage that there's a vision of the guy walking up the escalator and they actually stopped him with a bollard.
Yeah. And if you are struggling, help is available 24/7. Call Lifeline 13 11 14.